Village Round Lake Community Hall, October 17, 2016.
Good evening. I'd like to call to order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting for October 17, 2016 at 7:38. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby. Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Trevette.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of October 3, 2016.
Okay.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Trippon. Any discussion?
I'm abstaining.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? On the Committee of the Whole items, Human Resources and Finance, 2016 Estimated Tax Levy.
Mr. Mayor and Board of Trustees, in front of you is the estimated 2016 tax levy that we are required by state statutes to not less than 20 days before the tax levy, the aggregate levy each year, and it's also a measure for us to identify whether we're going to need to have a public hearing as well. We're limited to 5% for the rate of inflation, whichever is less for the estimated tax levy. This year, the rate of inflation for consumer price index is 0.7%, which, with excluding new property growth, estimated for equalized assessed values, that would be an increase in $25,112, which over last year's tax levy. For any new growth of $250,000, that would increase our tax levy by $3,327. We are estimating about $300,000 worth of new growth, which would bring our tax levy up to $29,104, increase over last year. Staff is recommending, though, our maximum tax rate, our tax levy would be $3,616,000, with that estimated $300,000 worth of growth. But we are requesting a tax levy of $697,827 in order to capture any growth that may exceed the $300,000 estimates that are estimated. At this time, we will not need to have a public hearing because the increase is 3.08%, far less than 5%. Any questions?
If I may add, the consumer price index is the second lowest ever in PCAL history. We have 17 years of consumer price index history in front of you. What that means is you can ask for $10 million, but you're recapped by the consumer price index of 0.7%, which is $25,000. So remember, this is an estimate. We look at it for the public hearing. If you really think about it, $25,000, yeah, $18,000 is a bucket. Around per person or per household, $3 per household, $4 per household. I know tax bills go like this. I got a couple of you that went down last year, a couple of you that went up $1,000 last year. But if you kept everything relative, exactly the same, there's not per bill a very large increase in the bills around the way because of the consumer. So just not us, it's every taxing entity out there if you're not home.
Okay, what does it boil down to for household you were just saying?
$4 per household.
Yeah, my question.
Doesn't mean that's what you're going to have.
Let's put it like this. It's easier to explain when you can sit down and say, this is the number. Now, yes, you live in a house that's only got one bedroom. I live in a house that's got five. Okay, there's a difference. But the bottom line is that it boils down to roughly $4 a household. So that's holding the line as best as you can, because I've seen other municipalities numbers, and they're far bigger than ours, some reason or other. But I'm glad. That means there's a little placard that my little, I went around about 4 years ago, knocked on these people's door. I said, you know, this piece of paper will last 4 years. Just keep it. And the next time I come back, you can point that at me and say, you did so-and-so. This is what you promised to hold. And I can smile and say, well, it cost you $4. Or it cost you $3 a year. Or it cost you $1 last year. The year before that, it cost you nothing. And everybody's on the board, and everybody had to sit back and sweat. But he grabbed it as tight as he could without cutting services. Your trees are going away. Your streets are being reworked. All of those things are happening. And you got perfect street sanitation. You got good accounting, a great police force, and our business is running pretty well. That's my two cents.
Steve, if you would give a little bit on the frightening side of this. If we capture all of the 0.7%, tell me what that is, relates to weight.
Together.
Tell me how that relates to the cost of doing business for the village with salaries, police pensions, etc.
The estimated increase is $25,000, another $25,000, $12,000 will go to police pension, a little over $16,000 will go to the general fund. You got to keep in mind, our union contracts are expiring this year, PW employees, and even normal village staff, we've been giving 3% COLA increases. So when you talk $25,000, it's just around the market. And our tax levy is still lower than I believe 7 years ago, or 6 years ago, when we reduced it by about $270,000 to $275,000. So, unfortunately, from my perspective, Mr. Conservative, and I'm not a trustee, but I want the consumer price index higher to keep up with other costs on the village, and that hasn't happened even last year, this year, or the year before. The consumer price index has been extremely small the last number of years. And you had to find other revenue sources to keep pace with roadways, which is what we're trying to determine and will be determining coming up in the next few months or through that budget process. You don't want to rely on property taxes, of course. Right now, our reliance on the general fund for property taxes is about 42% of the overall general fund revenues, and that is relatively high. However, that's much lower than I believe it's 51% of when you're relying on, which is extremely high. You want to find a nice balance between property taxes and other fees and taxes. So,
thank you. Any further questions?
Move forward.
We'll move that amount on. Thank you. Under Public Works, Director Lito.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and Board of Trustees. A few items for you this evening. The first one is a request to enter into a contract with Corpro Company to perform cathodic protection inspection on our elevated water towers. This is the same company that's been doing our tank inspections for the past several years. There's not a lot of competition in this field. We've had good success with them in the past. We think they do a pretty good job. We budgeted $2,600 for this work, and their proposal came in at $1,640. So we're under budget. This is an important safety measure. As you know, metal tends to rust. The cathodic protection keeps our metal from rusting on those elevated tanks. The elevated tanks are what supply water pressure to the village. So it's definitely in our best interest to try and keep up with the.
Okay. And does this contract recur every year?
It comes up every year, yes.
This is normal operating expense.
Right. Let's move on.
Next.
Thank you. The second item is for the design of a second CLC gel delivery structure. We've talked about this before with the West Group expansion going down Charter Road. JALA has offered to put in a T for those to get a second connection or a water main. The connection is going to be at, or it's proposed to be at Raymond Park, right off the Charter Road. CDM Smith is the design engineering firm that's doing the design of the trunk sewer, or the transmission main, sorry, for that West Loop expansion. They put together a proposal to design a delivery structure for us at that location. We had budgeted $75,000 for the receiving pumping station down there. We were intending that money would be spent on the pumping station, but the cost of the receiving station, I think, takes precedence. So the pumping station will be pushed into next fiscal year for design. But what's really most important is that we get that receiving station so that we get a connection to the job feed. And we're asking to go with CDM Smith because they are the ones doing the design for the transmission.
Very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the thing where we start to do other places, don't we? It allows us to expand on water services to other places where we didn't have it before.
Well, that's what the Southern Transmission Line, but our T intersection coming over supplies, first of all, redundancy.
Mm-hmm.
JALA is not a loop system.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a catastrophic break on the other line, we have... What is that pipe?
The pipe that's being proposed, I believe, is a 20-inch diameter pipe.
Is that what the Southern Transmission Line is?
I believe so. It's either 18 or 20.
Indeed. Is that right?
It's good.
I had 48 in my head for some reason. That's a lot of water, huh? So anyway, you know, we need water pressure down south. This is another redundancy. It's something that I find very important. Any further questions? We'll move forward. Thank you, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The final item I have for you this evening is a request for permission to dispose of surplus property. Truck 54 is one of our 5-yard snowplow trucks. We recently had it refurbished. It's got a new hitch and plow mount for the front end. So we'd like permission to get rid of the old hitch and plow mount since we don't need it for that truck anymore. It's not compatible with the new equipment. We have no use for it.
Absolutely.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Adam.
That's all I have to do.
Under administration. Computer and server quotes.
Thank you, Mayor and Board of Trustees. In front of you is 3 quotes for 17 computers and 1 village server. Paragon, Micro, Canyon, Lowe's are both for 17 computers and the server. Server is needed. We're running out of space, and I believe it's over 5 years old. The 17 computers sounds awfully high. We only got approximately 50 full-time employees. That is the unfortunate nature of the replacement plan. Last year we had 16, this year 17. Then it drops off for more years and then goes back down. I think we can spread that out in the future. Technology isn't changing as much as quickly, so hopefully in the future that the PCs or laptops or whatever we said were the last longer. The other thing we did this year is in the past we had current technologies try to install their normal Tuesdays. The replacement insulation dragged out at least a couple months, and in the end we actually requested that they come on not maintenance
things. So this year, I'm requesting they just do that non-maintenance thing to get it done. It's inflicted with a lot of other things they were doing. They have a live point on with the village, and I prefer that you can come in, get it, and get out. If you have any questions, let me know.
Thank you, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Any suggested new topics? If not, we get a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Very excitedly, motion by Trustee Floyd.
I keep looking out the window.
Motion by Trustee Floyd, seconded by Trustee Tripon. All in favor? We are adjourned. 7:53. Thank you, everybody.